Man, tell me.
Welcome back.
Tell me a better genre than yacht rock.
Really? It doesn't even matter if it's AI or not. I mean, just yacht rock.
Yeah.
How did that become its own thing, dude? I mean, like, it's...
Well, first you got to be cool.
You got to be, and you have to have bank ready, like John Ives bank.
Johnny Ives type of money.
Dude, he's probably on a yacht right now.
I wouldn't doubt it, man. On the yacht down Red River.
God damn, that body river.
It took me a while to figure out like what song that was. That's Linkin Park.
Dude.
Yeah.
Linkin Park, by the way, a new album just came out the other day.
With the new lead singer, right?
New lead singer, yeah. I did not listen to it, I'll be honest. I had intentions of listening to the new Linkin Park album, but... I don't know, man. Just Chester was, to be honest, he was the best thing about that. I mean, they have catchy, they're catchy songs. I mean, yeah. they're great songs, to be honest. I mean, they probably could think of some new stuff and it would be just as banging. Yep. But I mean, his voice really was like one of a kind,
yeah.
To be honest.
He was, to me, Linkin Park.
Right.
Linkin Pork.
Linkin Pork?
Yeah.
Is delicious.
That's...
It's actually one of the sponsors today is Linkin Pork.
You go down to Dave's Barbecue down on Lajimodier. Yeah.
I'll get 2 pounds of the Linkin Pork, please.
I'll get that Linkin Pork. Make sure that's kind of grizzled a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, actually, it's just straight grizzle. Give me the grizzle of the Linkin Pork, please.
The Linkin Pork.
Just 2 bags of it.
Put it on the canters. Grab yourself a... ground Linkin Pork.
All right. Welcome back. Sorry, go ahead. Yeah, please. Yacht rock. I mean, it really is truly one of a kind. It's a genre that it cannot be surpassed.
No, I do, but kind of going back to the Linkin Park thing, man, where I know that they have a new lead singer and everything, but like I don't know. I just have zero interest in listening to it. I don't know what it is.
I mean, the story in itself doesn't drive you, I guess, right? I mean, this happens to bands all the time, though, right? I mean, well, not all the time, but the lead singer, it's tough for a band to recover from a lead singer going.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the only ones that really did it right, I don't know, Journey, I guess.
Journey had a different lead singer?
Right? Yeah. And then they had a new...
So it wasn't What's-His-Face the whole time? Steve something?
No, now it's not. And they're still touring.
Like the guy died?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. All right. Steve Perry, right? Steve Perry. Everyone knows about Steve Perry.
Yeah.
I mean, even though I had to Google him, it doesn't matter. Steve Perry. But I mean, they have a new guy who's the... I can't remember his name. But he is... And he sounds just like Steve Perry.
Weird.
Yeah. Huh. Arnel Pineda.
What?
Yeah, Filipino singer and songwriter.
What the heck?
During the 1980s and internationally in 2007 as the lead singer. Yeah, he joined in 2007 after Perry passed away.
Wow. Yeah. I had no idea that Steve Perry passed away.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What news to me? That's late breaking news. We have late breaking news. Steve Perry dead.
No.
Okay, all right. Yeah, you nailed it.
No.
And now it's a Filipino, my friend. He's doing a great job, to be honest.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it, but...
Sounds just like him.
He's no Steve Perry, I can tell you that right now.
He's no Steve Perry. How can we get out of this rut? Is there any way that we can get out of this rut? Wait a second. Because whether you like it or not, coming at you right here, right now. This is the weather, whether you like it or not.
Yes.
This is the weather, whether you like it or not, coming at you right here, right now. One and two. Oh, you know what? The worst, it's tough hearing about Steve Perry finally going, eh?
Gone too soon, bro.
Gone too soon. God rest his soul.
My day's ruined.
The
Bombers win or not, I'm heartbroken.
That type of news can really bring the rain. Speaking of,
yes,
today, clearing late this afternoon. I guess it is raining. Wind west, blah blah blah. Who cares about the wind? High +3. Tonight we got a low of -3. Wind chill with the -7. Monday, sun in the sky, periods of rain, high of 6 and a low of plus 1. Tuesday, rain, high of plus 5 and a low of plus 2. Rain all day by the looks of things. Wednesday, rain, high of plus 5, cloudy, 6% chance of showers in the nighttime. Oh, good. 40% chance of no rain. Mm. Low of minus 2. Thursday, clouds in the sky with high of minus 1, high of minus 1, and a low of minus 9.
No.
Friday, a mix of sun and cloud with high of minus 6. Cloudy periods in the nighttime with a low of minus 12.
No.
And then Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of minus 8.
Hmm.
Those highs aren't high at all, if you ask me. All right, well, that's too bad.
Yeah.
It's 11:05. We're sitting at about 2 degrees, and that has been your weather, whether you like it or not. Alright, Tone, we're gonna play a little game. Guess a song.
It's a Metallica song. Master Puppets?
Ding, 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 ding!
Yeah.
You're not fooled.
This is more of like a like an 80s style of. Like a light rock type of, you know?
Yeah, bud.
What genre is that supposed to be?
It says yacht rock again.
Oh, that's yacht rock?
No. I mean, yacht rock is very hard to define, to be honest. I mean, yeah.
Like PJ.
Like PJ. Speaking of, those tracks, maybe I'll go buy those tracks real quick.
Yeah.
PJ Vegas, by the way, we were listening to today. We had The Gathering, God Mode, Wasting Time, and then FU. That last track was FU. Actually, the God Mode had some really rocking tracks.
Yeah.
So that was really neat. Yeah, now that I've looked up Yacht Rock AI on this thing, they're just by the dozens here on the side.
People love Yacht Rock. Sorry. Wrong pipe.
Ugh. All right, Yacht Rock. All right, we'll move on from AI Yacht Rock, although we can fill easy 2 hours of that with all those and enjoy every moment of it.
Yeah. Honest, actually, you know what, that little Girl from Ipanema track that you're playing there?
Yeah, yeah.
It reminds me of the scene on Wayne's World 2 where Garth is dancing with, I forget what that actress's name, yeah, but she's trying to seduce him so that he can kill her husband. And but like
it's Kim Basinger?
Yeah, Kim Basinger, that's who it is. Yeah.
And ooh.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Prime Basinger. But
smooches.
But where she's like wiggling around and everything and Garth is like, "You're real wiggly."
Yeah, yeah, you're real wiggly. And he's just a G in the next morning, dude.
Yeah, the next morning he has like the little pipe with like the bubbles pipe, in it. Yeah. Hello, my darling. Yeah.
Hello, darling.
Yeah. All right. We're just talking about Wayne's World 2, probably like height peak cinema.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Is this another AI?
I don't know. You tell me what song this is.
Close right. Your eyes.
Well, NSYNC.
Okay.
It's gonna be me. That just sounds like NSYNC.
All right. Or is it?
No. Oh. My God.
Yo. Yeah, I'll be honest. This, I don't know.
What?
You're not feeling that?
I gotta hit the chorus first. That's right. The only way I know.
Yeah, Nah, that part right there kind of messed it up for me.
Yeah, you think so? Yeah.
You're not a fan now?
Nah. Turn this garbage off.
Well,
I dig it.
Let's play spin the phone.
What happens with that?
With three guys, okay?
It's only three.
It's only three of us.
So how do I play?
Yeah. How do I not play?
How do I win?
I don't think anyone else loses here. Man.
Diddy.
All right, house. You missed the weather. It's going to be rainy this week.
Ah,
right?
Crap.
Yeah, yeah.
Should we get into the Bahamas or?
Let's get a little bit of Bahamas. Actually, you know what? I was thinking it's 1, 2, 3, 4. Take care of the 2. Take a look at 1.
Yeah. Time.
Okay, time never stops. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. You know what? Let's talk real quick about the Mike Tyson fight.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. There was a little bit of a boxing match yesterday, and a lot of controversy, not because of the match, but because of the. The buffering. All right.
And we're not talking Bruce buffering.
There
either.
Was a fight yesterday, and it was clearly the contracts Netflix has with live events fighting the people that are trying to distribute it through it.
Yeah.
Because it's not looking good for Netflix.
No.
Obviously, they are a global monster. Netflix being the streaming service, probably on top, right? I imagine next to Crave and Disney and what have you.
Tubi.
Pluto TV.
Yeah.
Tubi. Or not to be, really.
Hey.
And yesterday, from what I understand, from what I read, and I don't know if this is a credible number or not, but I told House this morning, I read 60 million people were trying to watch that thing yesterday. Tony, does that any way excuse them from the buffering that we all had to deal with yesterday?
Honestly, you would think that around the world there would be 60 million people at the same time watching Netflix, you would think, right?
Right.
Yeah. You know? Agreed. I mean, but we're not all watching the Kobayashi thing. Versus Chestnut, you know?
Actually, like, so...
That's a travesty right there.
So, like, the Netflix streaming service itself, like, especially with, like, the live events, because the first time I heard Netflix kind of having issues is when they tried to do a live thing of Love is Blind or something. Yes. It's like a reality show or something.
Okay.
And they all dealt with the same type of thing where they didn't want to buffer or they're just getting some sort of error message.
The servers were crashing.
Yeah. But it's not like it's a Tyson fight where everyone's trying to watch it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so it's like, okay, well, that seems like
it would. Who cares if Love is Blind or not?
Let's put it on the table here.
I didn't even know this happened until now.
Let's spin the phone.
Yeah.
And then, let's please spin the phone. And then they had that Chestnut thing this past summer.
Yeah.
And it went without, any difficulty at all. There was no buffering.
We
might have
been the only ones that watched that, though.
Probably. We were the only ones who were, hyping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty hype, though.
But when it went without fail or anything, I was like, okay, maybe they're going to... They
worked it out.
Yeah, they finally figured it out, But this event, man, if I were any other organization or company that has contracts with Netflix and it involves live streaming, then, of course, the big one is NFL.
Yeah, coming up on Christmas. Yeah.
With Christmas and then with the WWE. It's kind of like,
and they're going to be doing it weekly, too.
Weekly, yeah. Exactly. Because the NFL, it's just the Christmas games that they have.
Yeah, it's testing the waters.
Yeah.
They're going
a
little bit, right?
But with WWE, it's a weekly thing, and it's a weekly thing here in Canada, too, because all WWE is going to Netflix internationally, Raw, SmackDown, all the PLEs and all that.
Me and Jess were saying, we doubt that, the monthly or the weekly version of Raw is going to get the traffic that fight got.
No, definitely not.
Right?
No.
So hopefully their servers can handle it. But, I mean, I'd look at what happened on Friday and say, this can't happen again.
Never.
So, no. I mean, you're making millions, if not billions of dollars, as Netflix should be. So, splurge and get a friggin' supercomputer or whatever the hell you need to make sure your servers are top shelf for live streaming, because it's unacceptable.
Because it's easy for us to just sit here and make fun of it and everything and laugh at the memes, but when you think about all the companies that have investments and advertisements with this company,
for sure,
their name is now getting tarnished in terms of the world of live streaming, so it's good for the lulls, but when it actually comes down to the actual business side of it,
corporations are probably a lot more angry than we are.
Exactly.
We spent $3 million on our stuff, and you guys never showed it because it was constantly buffering.
Yeah. And not only just the live streaming part of it too, the whole presentation of it kind of seemed I don't know, the two announcers that they had there just weren't great. You know the commentators?
Rosie Perez or
well, you like, mean boxing legend Rosie Perez?
Like they had like the two like those like the woman and the guy like,
yeah,
on
like
the panel.
Andre Ward and yeah. that woman, right? And then yeah. they had they'd have like guests next to him, like Lennox Lewis and Evander Holyfield that are sitting to their left. Evander Holyfield, I think, had an earpiece in but couldn't hear
him at
the
all.
Questions that yeah. were being asked.
Yeah.
So Lennox answers every question that they're throwing their way, and Evander's just sitting there, you know, and then they finally ask, like, can you ask him? Like, she's asking Lennox, who's sitting next to Evander, can you ask him what he thinks what's going to happen about the fight there?
I think it's going to be a good fight.
Yeah.
And then they go back, and it was very awkward. You're like, boy, this sucks.
Dude, same with that hot dog eating.
Yeah, I noticed
it was,
too.
It was a shit show.
Exactly.
Right? They couldn't get their stuff right.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a guy like Rob Riggle, who's a comedian, who's now hosting, you know, this event. About like he's out of his own like comfort zone in a sense, but it seemed like the audio was off for some of these things and the transitions from A to B, like we're gonna go back to the studio or we're gonna go over here now, and it almost seemed like there was a delay, a 5 second delay of like you hear them waiting for the next call kind of deal. And I noticed that as well, and I was like, you know, it's a hot dog eating contest, so I'm not gonna flamethrower them over this. It's you know, how often do I watch this anyways, right?
I'm not going to grill him about it.
So, you know, at the end of the day, yeah, like, they got to figure this out.
Yeah, it just seems very amateur, man. And it's not like I'm, like, the master of, like...
Puppets.
Master of puppets. Play it again. Yacht Rock.
Yacht Rock.
No, I'm not like, the master presentation, but as the viewer, as the consumer,
yeah.
you can tell when things aren't polished, man. And for
Jake polished.
Jake polished, man.
Okay.
But, like, that whole... Like, you would think $1 billion business would have their things... Like, it almost seemed like the AEW team was, like, working on this thing. You know what I mean?
Okay, taking stray arrows. Yeah. Take it easy. Take it easy.
All right. So, I mean, listen, there was clearly a bigger story than the actual fight, and that happened to be the Netflix streaming stuff, right?
Yeah. But the actual fight itself, though.
Let's go to the fight itself. I mean, there was a few different fights before that. Yeah. I heard they were pretty good.
They were.
Sure.
But I think everyone was there for the Jake Paul Mike Tyson boxing exhibition. I think actually it wasn't even an exhibition. No, I think it was a legal fight. Right?
And this fight was the biggest age discrepancy in history for a legal boxing match at 31 years old.
And it showed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Round one, I seen the head movement a little bit from Tyson. He kind of stalked him for, 30 seconds of the 2 minutes, and it felt nice for a second.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, he's coming in. I think he landed maybe 5 shots, but that was probably his best round.
Yeah,
for
the first
rounds.
One, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Things started to turn when, do you figure?
I figured probably...
third round.
Third round.
I think Tyson got nicked a little bit and then slowed him right down. And then the computer just started shutting down.
Yeah, I think his cardio was not there. After he had... Coming into this fight, because he had that hernia, I think it was, right?
Mm-hmm.
He had 8 blood transfusions. Yeah, okay, 8 blood transfusions. He lost 25 pounds of weight. And he's just like, yo, I almost died, man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, pretty much, you know. And then, you know, the age difference. And the guy is, he's what, 225 pounds, but that's all upper body weight. Like his ankles
looked
like.
When you took a look at him, dude,
they were just like.
The legs themselves.
They were like
just
wheat. You know, his legs looked like wheat. And having to lug that around for 20 minutes, real time, fighting another human at 58. You're just not going to have it in you, you know.
That commentator kept talking about his legs, too.
Roy Jones, he's got no legs.
He's got no legs.
He's got no legs, man. Put him in a wheelchair, man.
He keeps biting his glove, and it's like, well, he did that 40 years ago.
Yeah,
Mario Ronaldo. No, buddy, look, he's biting it.
Yeah, Ronaldo's like, I don't want to get into an argument with you, but I'm telling you, I've seen him do it in previous fights.
Ronaldo's trying to keep the peace a little bit.
Wanted to bite him.
At the same time, though, he was like, Father Time is taking Mike Tyson. It's just like, it's tough to hear. I mean,
we all wanted to see Mike Tyson.
We wanted to see Iron Mike Tyson.
We wanted to see Mike, to see him. This is the version we signed up for.
You know, I was kind of bummed because I mean, I grew up knowing who Mike Tyson is, but I've never actually seen a fight of his life.
Fair enough, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, of course, the whole Netflix buffering issues, I barely even got to see him fight live.
You still haven't.
Yeah, but I got to see,
still
like,
waiting.
I got to see it in and out. Like, I actually started streaming on my phone, but probably through, like, maybe round 5 or 6 or maybe even earlier than that, when it just looked like a guy who was just punching on an old man after a while.
That's what it was.
I was just like, I don't know if I want to watch this anymore.
This is kind of tough.
Yeah, it's just, you see a young guy just, you know, going circles around him.
Yeah. And then running at any chance of, and I'm like, just, I hope he just stands there. Like, why would you stand right in the middle and try and box with Tyson? Like, you're going to get clipped, you know? Like, so you take that out and you just go circles around him and you hope this guy just passes out from, you know, cardio.
Exhaustion, yeah.
Because that's kind of what it was. And yeah, it was a rough watch by the end of it. You're like, and I felt gypped between that and the buffering. Like, if it didn't buffer and we watched that, we'd be talking about that. And then all of us being like, what else did we expect? Kind of deal, right? But now we have this whole other side plot of, like, it was insane if you even watched it live, which I'm sure almost only the people inside the building really got to see it live. Everybody else was dealing
in real time,
craziness.
And the good thing about this, though, about this whole thing, is that I didn't pay for it.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Like,
so you pay what you get for, but we still pay for Netflix.
We pay for Netflix.
So I'm still angry at them.
Yeah.
But I was already paying for Netflix.
Exactly.
And I get what you're saying with that.
But in terms of, like, buying, like, a $50 pay-per-view,
yeah,
you know what I mean? If you got that, you're like, what the hell did I just pay $50 bucks?
I think there'd be more fires, to be honest, if that were the case. I think more up in arms for sure.
Yeah. I think this just shows, though, cable is still king when it comes to, like, watching stuff.
That's it. I'm,
like,
getting cable back.
Big live events like this, cable is still king, man.
I'm going
cable
home and I'm looking Amber dead in the eyes and going, Amber,
call up,
get the cable.
No!
Push her?
Yeah. Shoving her. Shoving through the watch, window. She goes, get the cable.
Get the cable.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, I mean, listen, so unfortunately, Mike Tyson, you know, father time, like I had said a second ago, it seems to have taken his toll on old Mike Tyson there. I think we can safely say that may be his
rematch.
Last. Yeah, I think he was talking afterwards how he wanted to fight Logan Paul. I'm sure Logan looked at him and was like, dude, I'll kill you.
How about you put them both in wheelchairs? So you take kind of the cardio and the legs aspect out of it, and it's just punching.
Okay, and you have other people that are rolling
and
them around?
You get one person you get to pick that rolls you. You know, and my pusher is...
Dude, I love that idea. So this ring is this ring is stuffed with six people.
Yeah, and then, like, two of them are kind of using them like a lawnmower almost, you know, like a snowblower. You'd pick them up and kind of, like, move them in the damaging
one's
range.
One's trying to pace it, but, like, the guy pushing him's not really, like, patient enough, so he's, like, ramming you into the other guy.
A lot of knees ramming together.
Dude, the knees are just... Bloody knees, dude.
Yeah, buddy.
Like, the guys are like, when they go into their corners, they're not even working on their face, they're working on the knees.
The knees?
Just patching them up.
Yeah.
Creaming them.
Ice to the knees and everything.
Iced knees?
Yeah, man.
The face.
More
is
damage
fine.
On his legs from not
dude,
using them.
That becomes his own sport, dude.
Can we just say, though, like, can Jake Paul fight someone of his own?
Well, that was the talk afterwards, right?
You know what I mean?
It sounds like now people are starting to throw real names at him, somewhat, if you will.
Right.
Like, I heard about Canelo. I heard about...
Yeah, Canelo would kill him.
Right, and I heard about Connor. He's even talking
He said he wants Connor. He goes, MMA, no way.
That's what
class.
I heard, dude. It's just like, you think you can do anything at this point. The confidence is so high, you just beat a 60-year-old.
Okay, real quick. We watched this nonsense on Friday, and I guarantee about 60% of the people are like, I'm never watching another Jake Paul event, right?
No.
Like, Manna was telling me that. And then he comes out and says, I want to fight McGregor, no weight class, MMA in your world, right? Mm-hmm. And I go, you know, I know you said you're not going to watch another Jake Paul, but we want to see this guy get his ass kicked.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's Conor McGregor in his world where everything's, it's like the Taker in a casket match at WrestleMania. Like,
dude,
it looks like you're going to lose this one. So
dude,
I'm going to watch this one too.
I see money signs, actually, now that I think about it, because they both can talk so much crap.
Yeah, man. And now, like, they're both villains. And I still think we, like...
So people want to see Connor lose, and people want to see Paul lose.
And then, that'll really start the fight.
Dude, that really actually gets people like, hey, I don't care who wins this. They're beating the crap out of each other.
I honestly am going to go... If it happens,
I
want Connor to
take
his head off. Take his head
off, me too.
Bro. And give him, like, 30 pounds, too.
Yeah.
Like, walk in at, like, 200. Let Buddy walk in at 240. Who cares? Show us, buddy.
Let him do all the drugs he wants beforehand.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll come off a yacht,
They
buddy.
Both have to take a piss test, and they have to piss hot. They have to be on something else.
They have to have something in that.
You have to be on roids to get this fight.
I love that idea, actually.
Ooh.
Money.
Roids. Yes. Yo, should we play some tracks here? Some tracks of the week?
Yeah, here's what we're going to do. I got to cut us off here now because we don't have so much. We have only so much time in the show. And plus, we still have to talk about the main thing about today, all right?
Yeah.
So let's play a couple tracks. What do you think? What are you talking about, Jess, Tone? What is going on in that brain?
Can we get a track from The Hallucination?
The Hallucination. Yeah, absolutely.
With Stay.
With Stay?
Yeah. Just Stay is
steak?
Yeah, steak.
Mm. Steak for chicken?
Did you just say steak?
All right. Hallucination with Stay. Few more of our tracks of the week coming up, and then when we get back,
Bombers.
A little bit of Bomber talk, all right? Stick around. You're listening to the Medicine Wheel of Music. And we are live, by the way.
No buffering here, bud. No buffering.
Here we go.
Loading.
Okay. Loading.
Right. Wait, what?
Yeah. Need time for the feel, yeah. Hit your line up when I feel it. And I need to know if it's real, yeah. She like when I'm taking control. Said that my vibe is just something they don't. Got it, she needed to feel like she home. Said I'm the one, is just something they know.
Lord on my mind. Catch on the high when your name on my line. Heart is defined. Love that I'm calling you mine. Love that I'm calling you mine, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey. Shawty know she on a roll. And she know I want to roll, want to roll.
Ooh, tell me when. She don't wanna go. Ain't no rush and we can take it slow. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah. Whoa, whoa. Stay, we don't need to play no games. You don't need to say no face. No way, gonna get it like you do right now. What you wanna do right now? See forever with you, shit always better with you, never would ever with you. Wanna spend all of my favorite weathers with you. I said it is true, yeah.
I wanna come, I wanna stay, I want it all, want it every day. Watch the seasons change, cause it's you, cause it's you, cause it's you. Fall in love with you, cause it's you, cause it's you.
Girl, it's right now, spend the night now, waking up and feeling right now. On a hype now, would you love it? Never question, cause it fits you, then I know. Yeah, girl, I know, yeah, I know. Oh, tell me where you wanna go. She said she don't wanna go. Ain't no rush, and we can take it slow.
Like a river, flow so cold, need ice to deliver. on shot. So damn clean, he a mop. Sugar cane, down with the mane. That's so sweet that it's nicknamed Candy. Y'all been gone for a minute. That vibe bounce to the finish. I can get with that. Can't live with him.
Is this happiness? Nigga, fuck no. But I'm slapping this in your mouth, though. With a heave-ho, you a deep throat. West Coast, bitch, is the dosage. I can't overdose on no whole shit. A minister, this pimp shit. I've been a minister since an infant. I was Kendrick before Kendrick. Rock and roll Hall of Famer like Jimi Hendrix. So you can vomit on that bullshit, or you can choke on your own spit. When your boys in the pulpit try to rob my church, I'ma rob you first. I'ma do the funeral and drive your hearse. I'ma hug your mama before I steal her purse. I'ma hunt your bitch cause I'm the curse. Check my verse in reverse. He's spazzing out, go get the nurse. She passing out from vast amounts of ass to mouth. I'm cashing out, bitch. They know it's my ego. All you hoes, all you hoes, you know. This is cuz and happiness. So tell Al Green to pass the grits. I bag a bitch, I got a bag of tricks. Looks like you got hit with a bag of dicks. This right here is the master mix of Bloods and Crips, so don't resist. I'll smack your ass like Will did Chris. Give a demonstration in front of the nation. Smack. I ain't playing. If I had to leave your motherfucking ass right where you land, smack. Leave me alone. You might live longer if you mind your own. Watch your tone. I'm too damn grown for this shit. Sticks and stones, well, I'ma pick the stick and crack your ass. You need a maxi pad to stop that blood coming out the gash, punk. They know it's my ego. Everybody say drop the attitude, but y'all shouldn't worry about what daddy do. Y'all should worry about what kids do. I'm a cold motherfucker, get out my igloo. The CEO with an EGO can pick any flow, any mindy mo. Embody you bitches, make y'all religious. I'm here to fight reptiles and lizards. Motherfucker is the grand wizard. I take that shit, wipe my ass, then I flip it. I break that shit like when your cousins come visit. And then I tell them, fuck your analytics. I don't pivot, I give it to you vivid. If you's a bigot, you probably won't dig it. If you's a hoe, you probably get triggered like one of these internet bitches. They know it's my ego. All you hoes, you know.
Just a small town girl. Ah, Journey. Yeah. Believe. Don't stop believing.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room.
Okay, get to the chorus quick, and then we go to the bomber stuff.
Yeah.
It goes on and on and on and on. Strangers waiting up and down a boulevard. The boom, boom, boom.
It's taking a long time.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit.
Words.
We'll get to it. Welcome back to Medicine Wheel of Music. I'm Jesse. You got Tony. You got House.
Yeah.
Hello.
So far so good. A lot of yacht rock today.
Yeah. Hey, I don't think anyone's complaining about that.
No, we haven't had a single caller in years, actually.
we keep giving the number out there. No one's calling though.
Yeah,
got a wrong number once. It was nice. someone to talk to.
Wait a second. Working hard to get my fill. We got a phone call that was like, "Do you want to upgrade your phone package?"
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only thing we got.
That's the only thing we said. Yeah. We picked it up though.
Yeah. We said, "Sure do."
All right, today, 111th Grey Cup.
Oof. Huge.
That's what I'm reading right here. Bombers heavily favored over the Argos. We got the Blue Bombers versus the Toronto Argonauts today for the Grey Cup. And just go, guys. Just go.
Oh,
I don't know what to say.
So let me tell you this. My own personal experience so far with this season. So this is my first time ever getting season tickets with the Bombers. And I've been on the fence for a long time about getting season tickets. And I'm not quite sure exactly what put me over. Or no, I know what it was. I was at the Bomber store one time, and there was this lady that was like, "Hey, are you a season ticket member?" And I was like, "No, I'm not." And she's like, "Oh, you should probably look into that because they have like monthly, you can like finance them throughout the year." And I seen what she was paying, and she was paying like $60 or whatever for her two seats.
Right.
And I was like, "Whoa, okay." So I looked into it, finally signed up, and then they start 0-4.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they end up going 2-6.
Yeah.
And I'm like, of course, the Cini luck.
Yeah.
You know, I've always...
The Cini curse,
The
buddy.
Cini curse strikes again, man. You know, this team that was on this great streak of play that we have never seen as Bomber fans in our lifetime.
That's right.
You know? And then they go on this crazy win streak, winning 8 in a row. And, man, I got to tell you, them being in this Grey Cup now... feels a lot sweeter than the past two ones that they made it to.
It's because the hardships in the beginning, is right?
Yeah, I agree.
Well,
because it's the...
I'll break everything in here.
Yeah, dude, you're getting pissed off, man. It's crazy. But it's this one, like, it's the adversity that they go through to get to this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there was a year they, you know, they come out gangbusters and finished 15-4, and you felt like... it's ours. Yep. This is ours. And then we lose, I think it was to the Argos.
Yep.
And you kind of feel robbed because we were the best team all year.
Yep.
And then you don't walk away with the championship, so you're just kind of like, that sucks. Yep. Like, we were the best.
Yep.
And so we start 0-4, and I'm talking to friends and family just being like, did the window close? Is it over? Yep. Right? This was a good run, as I already started saying to myself, being like, well... you know, we got to the championship four times, won twice. I never thought I'd even see him win in my life. It felt like it was so long.
Yeah.
And then for them to turn it around and end up in the big game one more time, fifth time in a row. It's my dad was telling me, I think Kolaros is the first player or first quarterback to be in five straight Grey Cups.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
Kolaros, man.
Because the Edmonton Eskies, back when they were called the Eskimos in the 80s, they made it, I think they won five in a row, or made it to five Grey Cups in a row. But that was when Warren Moon left, for the last one or something.
Right.
And, for this team to make it to five in a row, man, it's crazy.
And we've lost two of them by a missed field goal and by 3 points with a touchdown being scored with like 20 seconds left. Like, we could have won them all.
Yep.
And it's not like we got blown out at all. Nope. So I'm excited for tonight. I don't like being such a big favorite.
Yep.
Always makes me feel a little wary when you're like, oh, we're 9-point favorites, meaning we should win this game by 9, 10 points,
I don't like
is what
it
you're
either.
Saying. And
our expectations are too high at that point.
Well, you know, it doesn't take much for the other team to see, okay, well, Canada's writing you off, saying you guys have no chance. Yep. So now everyone's going to come out and piss and vinegar, and hopefully our boys stay hungry. This team beat us 2 years ago, so I'm hoping our Bombers say, no, 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 let's right this wrong.
Right.
I hope they can still get up for that game and whoop some ass today.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what I'm hoping for. You know,
totally, man. Like it, and especially against this team that beat the Bombers.
I don't like the Argos. It never did.
Yeah,
never did, man.
And either one who won the East final would have been a rematch.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because it was the Argos and the Alouettes,
and the last two teams to beat us.
Yeah, but one of the big reasons why that the Bombers are favored, not just because of the history they have behind them, but also just because Chad Kelly broke his ankle,
his leg, man. Yeah,
in the East final, and so now Nick Arbuckle.
Nicky Arbuckle, man.
Yeah, Nicky R.
What's he gonna do, man? What's he gonna do?
So I. So the Bombers, for whatever reason, have a hard time playing against the Argos,
mm-hmm.
and it has to do with a lot with their front D linemen.
Mm-hmm.
So the Argos as a team had 48 sacks this season.
Wow.
The front line defense had 40 of them.
That just means you don't have to blitz. Just send those guys.
Yeah. And so the Argos, the Bombers went 0-2 against the Argos. And in those two games that they played against the Argos, the Argos had, I think, like 8-9 sacks against the Bombers.
Oy.
Against Zach Karlaros. And it's not like these all games all happened early in the season too. Well, one was, I think, where they went to 6-2, and the other one was when they snapped the win streak of the Bombers.
Okay,
where they could have won first place in the West at that game,
right?
And it was a home game too,
mm-hmm.
but then they lost by just blowing it away. But they just lost by like 15, like 12 or something like that.
I'm reading right here. The Argos took both regular season meetings between the teams by 3 points or less, with neither side scoring more than 16 in either game.
Yeah.
This can be played indoors in BC, so you don't have to worry about the elements. And I think we are peaking at the right time, though. I'm glad that we had to go through that early season funk in order to peak at the right time.
I will say, too, the only thing that makes me feel good about this game feels better about this Grey Cup rather than the past two ones that happened was those West Finals that the Bombers went into where they won to get into those Grey Cups, they didn't look good at all.
Mm-hmm.
They did not look good, especially last year's West Final. Where like they just barely scraped by, they had to rely on their defense to
win. A block punt for a touchdown,
and man, like Karlaros didn't play well at all in those two games, and even in last year's Grey Cup, Karlaros didn't play well at all. But this West Final that we had against the Rough Riders, man, he was lights out.
Yeah,
man, he looked like old Karlaros, man.
Yeah, exactly, and I agree with that, and I hope.
And another thing that gives me hope is that the Bombers, of course, you know, they're people call them like the bully ball offense, you know, with Brady Oliveira, where they just pound you in the mouth, man.
That's right.
And that's exactly what the Alouettes did to the Argos last, or in the East Final. They just ran it down their throats, man, and they were able to almost win that game. If it wasn't for a block punt from the Argos where they won the East Final. So
right.
So the only thing though that kind of concerns me is that the defense from the Argos, that front line, and also the Nick Arbuckle, he's not terrible. Like it's not like when Ryan Dinwiddie had to start for the Bombers when he had like only like 50 pass attempts in his pro career. Nick Arbuckle has like well over 1,000 pass attempts, man.
Yeah,
all
right.
He's a veteran. You know, so all he has
can
to do,
take this game by storm.
Well, all he has to do is manage it, man. You know what I mean?
That's exactly it. Yeah,
he has to be a Brock Purdy and manage it.
I'll tell you what's going to happen with special teams. I think we legendarian the barbarian Grant Goh to free agency. He ended up in Toronto.
Yep,
and he's an electric and special player, man. This guy is good. He has, I think, 5 touchdowns this year.
Damn.
All on punt returns and kick returns, buddy. 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he had one last week, I'm pretty sure. And the guy is facing his former team who let him walk in the big game. I'm saying Winnipeg, check your couch cushions. Mortgage the house again.
Again.
And I need you to go out and take Janarian Grant anytime touchdown.
This is your lock.
This is my lock.
The decade.
Of the century.
Whoa!
Of the 21st century.
My goodness.
And you guys are welcome. You guys are welcome. Find me on IG at Die Dillinger and say thank you after Grant gets a touchdown.
And the Bombers, man, at the West Final, we saw it, man. The defense was spectacular. The offense was spectacular. The only areas that they looked weak in was the special
teams. There
were
a couple of runs there. We had us holding our breath there. I was like, man, he's getting to like about the 45, 50-yard line. Like, thank God they tripped him up there. I think Grant gets in. Wow. And I don't like it.
Denarian Grant, man.
He's deadly.
He is fantastic.
He's ever sick, man.
Yeah, man. And so, but I'm, and another thing too about the Argos is the Bombers are 0-7 against them in the Grey Cup in history.
I don't like that.
You know what I mean?
But hey, streaks are meant to be broken.
They're meant to be broken, man. You
know? So let's put the 1-1-7
exactly,
and let's do it tonight.
So I'm. As nervous as I am about this game,
cautiously feel, optimistic,
exactly.
Right? You gotta
the Bombers should win this game,
but will they?
But will they is exactly the point, man.
It's a good question.
But I'm gonna put a final score out there. The offenses look great, man. Mm-hmm. Over this stretch, man. So I'm gonna go Winnipeg 24, Argos 20.
Nice. I'm going Bombers 27, Argos 17. Mm. Bombers are going to cover today. Yeah. Come on, buddy.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 27.
Okay.
Our numbers. Those are numbers.
Okay.
Like for who? Like,
yeah.
Oh, we're going to win it. We're going to win it.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
we're going to win it. Yeah. Atta boy, Jess. Atta boy.
Way to get
through. Here's my take on football. He's going to throw the ball. The ball's going to go in the air, and then the guy's going to catch the ball.
Hey, man. I mean, that's football.
Yeah. It's a great strategy.
A couple little storylines within. We talked a little bit about it throughout that little chat right there. Obviously, you have most outstanding player in Brady Oliveira. Yeah.
Fourth Canadian, right?
Fourth Canadian to win most outstanding player.
Ever.
And Canadian.
Terrific work by him this year. Let's see if he can really get it done in the biggest game.
Yep.
Of course, like you said, undefeated Argos against us
in the big games.
Yep. Let's see if we can get that one, like you said. Yep. Wonderful stuff. Big thing, obviously, you said it a little earlier, Dill, with it being karma, with Nick Arbuckle going in and Chad Kelly having his leg broken because of past experiences with Dinwiddie coming in.
In 07, buddy.
Yeah.
And you know where that happened? The Argos were the ones that fell on Kevin Glenn's arm that broke it.
Yes.
And then,
I mean, it can't be written any better,
it's
to be
crazy.
Honest, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they played in Toronto, too.
Then they were in Toronto, And they
in the Sky Dome.
And then we blew it against the Riders.
In the Sky Dome.
Who we pounded last week, too. Yeah. So it's kind of coming full circle.
Yeah. It's coming full circle.
It's destiny.
Destiny.
It's our destiny to win today, buddy.
Fifth straight season. My God, guys. For us to experience this is one of a kind.
Like Kingston,
it's really sweet.
All he knows is Bombers being in the finals.
Insane.
Right?
Insane.
Which isn't fair. He should have to go 30 plus years of not even sniffing a championship game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like really jade him
and
make him hate himself and everyone around him because his team sucks so bad. The Jeff Reinbold has now mail coming into his house of death threats because you've ruined our franchise.
God.
He should have to do
he
that,
will.
Too.
No,
I think it builds character.
Well, I think it will. Yeah. It's clearly built to your character a little
bit. Yeah.
No, dude, you're completely right, though, because ever since Zeke was born, 2019, that's when they won. That's when they started winning.
I mean, Zeke's the key.
Yeah.
Maybe Zeke's the key.
So when Zeke was born, 2019, they won a cup. When Michael was born in 2021, they cup. But ever since then, they haven't won one. I need to have another one.
That's right.
Tonight!
Keep these rings coming in, baby.
Yeah. Thank you.
Come on, Tone. Get them going. Get the swimmers swimming. Come on. Let's go swimming.
Speaking of key, I mean, listen. When you really look at the success of the Bombers in the last 5 years or so, can we really boil it down to Zach Lauros? I mean, did anyone else get us there the way that he's getting us there all the time?
That's a good question.
I would say he was the missing piece.
So, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
End of the day.
Because it's like Brady and Belichick. You know, you can't have one without the other.
Yeah.
You know? And O'Shea was the coach of the Bombers since 2014.
But he wasn't a game-changing coach in my mind. Yeah. And then, you know, we've always had really good defense. Like, our defensive line was really
absolutely
good.
Not taken away from the defense.
Yeah, we've always had good receivers. We'll find these guys. And then our running backs have always been solid. So we were missing a quarterback, what felt like forever, since Kahari Jones.
Yeah.
And to get this guy, because I was talking about it with a friend, is like, is he really the guy? Because when we were 0-4, I remember, I think Buddy had, or it was like 6 weeks into the season, and Kolarov had 4 passing touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Yeah. And I'm like, this guy is the MOP, the reigning most outstanding player, and back he's got back, 4 touchdowns in 6 games. This is a passing league. What the hell's going on? Yeah. I thought he was cooked. And when you look at it in hindsight, you go, like, who is, he's the only guy to be 5 straight. He is. We go when he goes.
Right. Yep.
And so he struggles, we struggle. And I mean, that's, you can say that about every quarterback, but, you know, Kolarov's coming here and us being in the championship, you got to believe he was the key, man.
That last piece.
He's the Zeke of our team. Yeah. You know, like he.
Man, I remember when they traded for him back in 2019.
Did he come from the Riders?
I think he might have came from the Tiger Cats.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he was playing behind Masoli, I think.
Right.
And I remember when they got him, I was like, oh, great, they got another injury-prone
journeyman, bum.
I was like, who is this guy? What is he going to do? And then just rattles off 5 straight Grey Cup appearances, man. Which is, like, so if they go tonight and they win, which is would be fantastic, I hope that does happen.
3-5.
Next year, the Grey Cup is here in Winnipeg.
No way, is it?
Yeah, it is. So
run it back one more time.
So do we go 6 straight to win 4 at home?
Oh at home God. And just exclamation, this is God it. Damn. This is one of the greatest teams you've ever seen.
And I don't want to hate to say this though. It feels like they do have to win this tonight though.
They have to
solidify their place in history.
That's right.
As a dynasty.
Yeah.
But not only that, but because to go to 3 straight cups, excluding those 2 ones that the Bombers won, to go 3 straight cups and lose 3 straight, you're in like Bills territory.
Yeah.
It's not
good. You know
good.
What I mean?
It's not good. You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So.
You're in
Bills territory.
Urine.
Just straight
That's all
urine.
I'm saying is urine.
Yeah. You figure out the rest.
Yeah.
It's urine all right. over you.
Today, November 17th, Toronto Argonauts Bombers, 6 o'clock Eastern time.
That's 5 o'clock our time.
5 o'clock, exactly. So check that out, absolutely. Before we go, we got about 8 minutes left, give or take. I just want to quickly talk before we go about a sponsor here that we have to just talk about because they're paying us a lot of money.
Okay.
A lot of money.
I've never seen 1 cent of that. But. Okay,
are you tired of pants that leave your legs and ass sweaty? Order some of your very own Mike Tyson's assless chaps online. 100% genuine leather with a lifetime warranty, original YKK zippers and rust-free buttons, adjustable waist and inseam length, micro mesh lining, maximum quality for minimum price. These chaps are made of 100%. Okay, yeah, special 2-for-1 deal if you order before Monday. www.athleschaps.com. What are you waiting for? Poop without taking your pants off. That is www.athleschaps.com to order yourself a pair of Mike Tyson's Athlete Chaps.
Nice, buddy. We're going to make that money.
Dude. That is something that we buried the lead when we were talking about that. That was actually the biggest part of the show was seeing 2 big Mike Tyson cheeks on the screen.
They were there for everybody.
They were very ashy.
What? Yeah, you
they were very ashy.
It's a little racist.
Well, I zoomed in, okay? I'm the only one in this room that to admit I zoomed in.
Okay.
Yeah, right. You did admit.
And they were very ashy. Like, bro, get some lotion.
Ashy.
They were very ashy, yeah.
Just an asshole is what you're saying?
Yeah, man. I'm an asshole.
A-S-H.
Heck of a show, guys.
Your fantasy teams, what do you think?
Oh, yeah, okay, sure, real quick, we got me and House actually going at it head-to-head. I made some roster moves this week, hopefully to make a giant push for these playoffs that are coming up in a few weeks.
Yeah.
You made a lot of trades, Jess.
Yeah, you know what, dude? I'm not a big trade guy in the first place, but after
you felt like you had to make
after
some
the
moves.
Yeah, I had to make some moves. After the first one went down, I was like, I think I can make a second one. After the second one went down, I was like, I'm missing one more piece. Let's see if I can do something with this. Ended up picking Goddard, even though I was trying my hardest to get out Hawkinson as best as I could.
Couldn't get it though.
He was standing tall on that, and I get it. Whatever. He's literally like one of three guys on his team left that are actually doing decent. Yeah. I was like, I told him, you better play both tight ends for the rest of the week or the rest of the year, dude. Like, there's no way you would do something like that. So, big match this week.
And dude, me and House. You got like solid. You got well. I traded Nakua to you.
Yeah.
And that was like a nice like. I want to see you win this, man. Clearly. I want to see both of y'all win this.
Clearly. Both of us can win this, right? Yeah, co-champions, that's right?
And you also got Jonathan Taylor, man.
Yeah. I got JT. I ended up getting James Cook and McConkey out of my roster. Picked up JT and Watson, only for me. I'm thinking I'm going to can Watson, but I just wanted JT in the first place.
It's a good pickup.
Hopefully, he can do some damage. I know his projections are higher. So, I mean, but what do those numbers do for us? They really just set expectations so high.
They only just let you know you're the favorite or the underdog, right?
Regardless, it doesn't help me.
It doesn't change a damn thing. No.
So we'll see. Tony, who are you facing again?
I got Manimal.
He's a broken man, my friend.
I'm a severe underdog in this one. He's got 79% chance of winning. And I did a lot of trades this past week.
You blew it up.
And it was more so just a, like, you know what? I see where my season is heading, and I already know where it's headed already. And so I just wanted to shake up my roster because it was just wasn't doing anything.
Yeah.
So by doing that, I just loaded up with a lot of Miami players.
Yeah, real smart.
I traded CeeDee Lamb to you, their host.
That's right.
You got
and I got Bo Nix as well.
Bo Nix, who's just been on a complete tear.
I did trade you the Cheetah though, and Drake May. I mean, that's fair.
Not really, but
it's,
I mean,
pretty much fair.
You'll ultimately probably get in the big end of that stick.
I need to win this week, and that's it.
And I need to win this
run
week.
Run the table.
So, I mean, it's going to be huge, man. It's a big
I'm running
week.
The table.
Something's got to give, man.
I got to beat Jesse this week. And
McLaren, I mean, Washington Commanders didn't do too hot against the Eagles. I mean, they put us points, but I didn't need it.
You pivoted smartly from Jaden Daniels there.
Yeah, I knew it.
I was like, oh.
That was really good, man.
But then you missed Ertz, so I was like, okay.
Did I miss? I mean, here's the thing, though. That Ertz was a late pickup.
Yeah.
I knew that I was going to play Goddard regardless. Ertz was had 4 points the whole game until that last drive,
and just
dude.
Sluggishly, just dink and dunk.
So
and then
I'm not even too mad at it. I was like, I would. Obviously, I would love those extra points.
Yeah.
And I need those extra points. But I mean, Goddard's not too far from that number, anyways. I mean, he's still over progression.
Yeah, he gets
or projection.
Touchdown, and that's it.
So I'll take that and just hope for the best and cross those fingers. I want to say thank you for everyone for joining us today, boys. It's been a blast. Stick around for Neon Beige Sound Exchange coming up next. They've been talking a little more about AI.
Oh,
robots.
Until then, we'll see you in a couple weeks. Bombers.
We're back December 1st.
Is it really?
Yeah, bro.
All right, right on, dude.
Christmas season.
And we'll be celebrating this championship get. You know, we're going to keep it fresh.
You're goddamn right.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. And take it easy, boy.
Yeah, let's go.
Go blue.
Go blue.
Go blue.
Okay.
Miami.
There we go.
Miami. South Beach, bringing the heat. Can y'all feel that? Can y'all feel that? Jig it out. Here I am in the place where I come let go. In Miami, the bass and the sunset low. Every day like a Mardi Gras. Everybody party all day. No work, all play, okay? So we sip a little something, leave the rest to spill. Me and Charlie at the bar running up a high bill. Nothing less than ill when we dress to kill. Every time the ladies pass, they be like, can y'all feel me? All ages and races, real sweet faces. Every different nation, Spanish, Haitian, Indian, Jamaican. Black, white, Cuban, or Asian. I only came for 2 days of playing, but every time I come, I always wind up staying. This the type of town I can spend a few days in. Miami, the city that keeps the roof blazing. Party in the city where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami, bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn. I'm going to Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
Yo, I heard the rain.
rainstorms ain't nothing to mess with, but I can't feel a drip on the strip. It's a trip. Ladies half dressed, full of your quip, and they be screaming out. So I'm thinking I'ma scoop me something hot in this South Summer rain game melting pot. Hottest club in the city, and it's right on the beach. Temperature, get to ya, it's about to reach 500 degrees in the Caribbean seas with the hot mommies screaming. Every time I come to town, they be spotting me.